Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
It's Donovan bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Adrian Ott, the author of The 24-Hour Customer. Adrian's helping us understand Agile, a variation on the quality process that I think is perfect for small businesses. Adrian, thanks again for being here. Can we have your website, please?
Yes, it's exponentialedge, all one word, .com.
And this and your work on this the agile point of practices and the Scrum methods. You say you're going to publish this on your LinkedIn.
I'm going to be writing up. We've actually been holding some workshops here in the Bay Area, and we just did one for the Silicon Valley American Marketing Association, and we had some wonderful speakers from Adobe and from Carnegie Mellon University, and I was also have facilitated this, and so I'm also going to be sharing what I learned from our speakers.
All right, so I'm looking forward to that myself, folks. So be sure to follow her, and it's Adrian Ott on LinkedIn.
It's going to be Adrian Ott on LinkedIn, yes.
Okay, all right, so that's how you'll find it. Okay, I want to talk about the benefits of this for companies, because one of the things, Adrian, that you may have heard me say, and that my audience, you know, like teenagers, they roll their eyes when I say this, but because I keep saying it, and that is I want them to become better CEOs. And folks, the agile approach, the Scrum method that she's talking about, this is CEO initiated. This has got to be initiated from the top, and then it needs to bubble up from the bottom. The results, the performance of it bubbles up from the bottom. But you've got to launch this. You got to believe in this from the top as a CEO, and one of the things that you found published in your report here is that I love is that one of the benefits of this, and this is what every CEO should be looking for, and that's fewer fire drills, or as I call it, less crisis management, right? That's one of the things that you guys, one of the benefits of all this.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that is going to be important from the CEO perspective is, and a different change that is going to come out is, you may say, okay, we want to do this week for our business. And you may hear back from the team, the Agile team, and they may say, great, we'll put it in our backlog, we'll get to it in the next week to 2 weeks. And that's a very different thing, because sometimes, especially in marketing, you'll see, gosh, we got to do this right now. But the good news is, rather than saying it'll be on our list and it'll never get done, it actually puts an order into getting what you want to have happen for your business in an orderly fashion into the process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And some other things that I noticed here, then one study showed that the morale was better.
These stand-up meetings, people feel that. I mean, I when I was in corporate America and at small businesses, I would sit next to people and I kind of knew what they did. This way you absolutely know what is going on, what we're working toward, how it all fits together.
Well, and there's also better productivity, and of course that's what every manager wants, right? We want our people to be more productive. That's how we put more money on the bottom line, and because
yes,
of this.
And that comes in the form of you're less distracted. So, and that's where it's going to be important for the CEO and the executive management to realize that this is going to be a change. If you want to come down and absolutely make something happen right now, this week, there is going to be some pushback, but that's part of the process. Now, there are ways to get around that. The example that we talked about was the Oreo incident, where the social media folks, remember when the lights went out at the Super Bowl?
Right, right.
There was the Oreo incident, where someone tweeted, "You can dunk in the dark."
Yeah.
And so so the question becomes, you know, can you do crisis PR? Absolutely, but you have to set up your governance in your organization so that people feel that it's okay to respond to crises like that or take advantage of opportunities like that in your organization.
Is there a place where, is there a book or some resource in addition to what you're doing, if someone wanted to take this to the next level? I know they can follow you and get it from you, but is there any, where, when you get your information on this stuff, is there a place that you recommend, a website or an organization or a book or anything you recommend?
Yeah, there's a number of organizations. I would just Google Scrum. There's a group called the Scrum Alliance
Scrum
that works
Methods.
On this, and there's a couple of other groups out there. I would just Google it. There's a lot of information out there on Google.
All right.
And now a
Adrian,
lot of the information.
Adrian, I've got to wrap it up. ExponentialEdge.com, right?
Yes.
Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Adrian Ott, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blessinggame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessinggame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.